Welcome to Your Wealth Mastermind with host Patricia Rivera and Diana McRae. Building a wealthy mindset in all areas of your life is crucial to your everyday success. Our topics focus on health, wealth, beauty, business, relationships, and inner spirituality. These all help to build the best and most powerful version of yourself. So let's get ready and go to the next level. Welcome, everyone, to another episode of Your Wealth Mastermind. My name is Diana McRae. Hi, Patricia.
Hi, Diana.
So today's topic is very interesting. I just want to start with a quote. Jewelry is an investment you can wear for 30 years and sell. What else can you do that with? Today, our real conversation is with Leisha Bianca Clay. She is the CEO of Leisha Bianca Jewels. She's a certified and expert jeweler, and she is also launching her new Leisha Bianca Jewels app in May. Hi, Leisha.
Hello, ladies. How are you?
Great. So my first question for you, Leisha, you are an expert jeweler. How did you get into the jewelry business?
Wow. I think my love for jewelry began as a little person. I was around very high-end jewelry at a young age. And of course, when you're young, it doesn't matter to you, but it's amazing how what you see in the beginning of the stages of your life is what sticks. So as time went on, I became an international buyer, not for jewelry. I was an international buyer for clothing, but I was exposed to high-end jewelry because of the store on 57th Street as a buyer. It was also high-end. Okay, fast forward. I believe gold became popular. So everyone had on the layered gold necklaces, all of that. I remember that very clearly. Then all of a sudden, costume jewelry became everything to everyone. It was all over the place. Everyone was wearing costume jewelry. It took over. And I lost interest because I personally didn't like costume jewelry. But I couldn't figure out what happened to the quality of jewelry that I was raised on. So being that I was an international buyer and I had my import and export license, and I studied in Europe, in London, Florence, Paris, and Rome, I started researching. Why did it go from gold and diamonds to costume? What happened to the gemstones and the precious metals? What happened to that industry?
Yes.
What happened was the industry kind of vanished a little bit because costume jewelry became just that popular. So most people never had the opportunity to know the middle of the road. So they either knew it was worth money only if it was gold and diamonds, or I'm just going to wear this costume jewelry. So as time went on, I researched, I found designers from all over the world. And I don't want to say that I brought something back that was never here, but I'm bringing awareness to the fact that there are valuables in other stones and other metals other than gold and diamonds. And we're missing the mark because now we don't know if it has value. So we're scared to spend our money on something that's $200, $300, $800 that's not gold and diamonds because we don't understand what it is.
Wow. Yeah, I love, okay, so like every woman, Leisha, we love jewelry. I love diamonds. You know, my husband, we have our own jeweler because when he buys jewelry for me, he goes to our jeweler to buy it. I understand, me as a woman, I understand about diversifying my portfolio because this is a year that Diana and I have talked about how important it is to diversify our portfolio. I am a real estate person. I understand real estate. I'm so happy you're on because I don't understand you know, picking the jewelry, you know, when most women, the shinier it is, the blingier it is, if that's even a word, that's what we like to go for. We don't think about the quality and the clarity and, you know, and all that stuff. We just want it to be shiny and big. But tell us, why is jewelry such a good investment and why should it be part of your wealth portfolio?
Well, jewelry plays, it's a large part. It shows people a large part of who you are. Most people don't realize that jewelry can speak to your financial level. It can speak to your educational level. It speaks to what influences you, and it tells people where you're going. People, if they really knew that, a lot of times they would make better choices. A lot of us buy jewelry based on the price because we don't know what we should be focused on. And it should be the quality. It should be the longevity. It should be the resale value. It should be a multitude of other things that we just don't know anything about.
Yes, I agree.
Wow. that is something everyone should need to hear. And I know, you know, when we're purchasing jewelry, you know, you're in front of, you go to a store and you go like to Macy's or other thing. We just don't know. Cause like Patricia said, we're looking at the jewelry that shines the most. We're not looking at whether, you know, the resale value or whether this is an heirloom that we can leave, you know, our daughters or nieces. So, Leisha, when purchasing jewelry, you know, what can you tell us that is important? What should we look for?
I really don't suggest that you walk into a jewelry store blindly without knowing your facts, okay? You need to know, if I'm going to buy a diamond, you need to understand all diamonds don't have value. All diamonds do not have a resale value. You can buy a diamond, or you can buy a diamond bracelet, you can buy diamond earrings, and you can get this terrific buy, you know, 2 carats for $699, but guess what? It has no value.
Right.
At the end of the day, when you go to sell it back, they're going to say to you, this is worth $75, because you're supposed to be buying diamonds based on the quality and understanding the quality, because that's what's going to sustain the value.
Wow.
So a lot of people buy diamonds and what we're buying is only the metal, because we can't get a dime for the stone. So they'll take your precious metal if it happens to be 14 karat gold or sterling silver, which are precious metals. They'll take it and weigh it and give you money for that. But your diamonds are null and void because you made the wrong choice. You don't buy, and you don't buy high-end jewelry or what you consider to be high-end jewelry at a department store unless it's designer jewelry. You don't go to Macy's looking for a wedding ring. They're not jewelers.
Right.
You're not even talking to a jeweler. You're talking to a salesperson that is reading off of a tag. And they really don't even know probably what they're saying to you themselves. They probably don't even know the meaning of the color, the cut, the clarity. They probably don't even know that themselves. So I think everyone should find a jeweler that you trust, get it from a referral, build a relationship before you make any large purchase.
You know, Leisha, it's so interesting that you say that, because I know when, right before I met my husband, I had no clue about diamonds and the three C's. I just knew that what I liked. And when I, you know, when I would look at diamonds, what I saw that I liked. And I always thought, like I had mentioned before, that the shinier the better. Because, you know, as a woman, you really want people to see your diamonds. And but the one thing I always wondered was, you know, if I lost a stone out of my diamond, if you don't have that relationship with the jeweler, how do you know when you take a diamond to the store and you have to leave it there, that they're not going to switch your diamonds up? That's what I always would think. So can you tell us what do, you know, can you tell us as as a jeweler in what a jeweler might not tell you if you go to take your jewelry into a jewelry store or to purchase some jewelry?
Well, if you go to a jeweler that you don't have a relationship with, he's not going to tell you that, oh, that particular ring has no value. He's not going to tell you that that $699 ring really is worthless. At the end of the day, it's not going to, you're not going to be able to bring that back in here and swap it. You're not going to be able to bring it back in here and have me buy it back from you. You're not going to be able to do much of anything other than sell the weight. So they're not going to tell you something is not valuable. Those relationships and that knowledge will be shared to you once you have a relationship with the jeweler. That's why that's so important. And that happened to my mom. She lost a stone and she was very, very big on, oh, I don't trust them. They could swap the diamond. They could this, they could that. You know, of course, you know, I took the stone to somebody that I knew. This was even before I became a certified jeweler. I took it to somebody that I had a relationship with and it was no problem. But if you ever do that, a lot of times it's okay to go someplace and get an appraisal. So if you had to take something somewhere to get fixed and you don't have a relationship, one of the things that you can say, even when you're purchasing jewelry, especially if it's diamonds, I'm going to take this and have it appraised. Let them know that, please understand, I'm going to check the value for my insurance purposes, whatever you want to say.
Right.
Just let them know that I'm going to go to another jeweler and get an opinion on what you say this is. Once I got something repaired, I'm going to go to another jeweler to just make sure that this is the quality that I expect it to be. There's nothing wrong with saying that. That's your right.
Right. Okay. That's great. Great information.
So I have a question. I have two questions, really. So if I come in, I do come into your shop, Lisha, and I have the $700, what would you recommend that I buy that would have a resale value that I could keep, maybe give to my niece, my nieces, and, you know, when I'm 90 years old as a heirloom?
Well, if you had $700 and depending on what you're looking for, if you're looking for a bracelet, you're looking for a ring, you're looking for earrings, and if you're looking for the look of diamonds, I would recommend that you would buy sterling silver, 925 pure, rhodium and platinum, Tiffany set Swarovski crystals. It will last your lifetime. The value will remain. It will definitely become an heirloom that you can pass down for generations to generations. And for the most part, you should not have a problem. If something should happen, it could be repaired just about at any place. Or if you bought it from here, I'll repair it. I'll send it back to my original manufacturer and repair it, and it'll be returned to you brand new.
Can I jump in real quick? So you said Swarovski crystals?
Yes, Swarovski crystals.
I love them.
Yes, because Swarovski crystals are the new diamonds.
I never knew that.
Yeah, most jewelry that you are seeing artists on TV wear, a lot of rappers, they're wearing Swarovski crystals. Those are not diamonds. Those are Swarovski crystals. And maybe in some cases, they may be embedded in gold and maybe not. A lot of times it's in sterling silver, and sterling silver is a valuable commodity just like gold. They both sell by weight. And even though gold is a little more per ounce than sterling silver still has its value. And if you wanted to take some sterling silver somewhere to make some money, they're going to weigh it and pay you by the weight, just like they will gold.
I never knew that. I love Swarovski crystals. I have a couple bracelets that are, my son for Christmas always goes into this jewelry store and buys me these beautiful bracelets and earrings. I never knew they were the next, I mean, I know they look like diamonds, but I never knew that they were such a good purchase.
Well, what's happened in the industry, diamonds are being worn in such a casual manner. If you know people are layering them, you know, people are stacking them. So in all reality, who's paying for that in diamonds? Like, why would you, it's not even worth it, because when you do diamonds in a pave style, I can't guarantee you that you're going to get true value back on the return. Because see, what happens is, unless they can sell it the way that it is, they can't do anything with the little diamonds. See, pave is very small, small stones. So it gives it a tremendous luster, but it's not a solitaire. So if I was to trade that in, if I wanted to trade that in, if the jeweler who's purchasing it from me feels as though he can repolish it and sell it the way it is, you can get more value. But if he says, the only thing I can do with this is melt it down, he's not going to give you credit for your diamonds because he can't use them. So that's why sometimes it's better to purchase gemstones, expensive, and you won't lose in the end.
You know, it's another interesting statement that you just make. I saw a ring that I love that had pave diamonds on around the band. My husband hated it. He says, I don't like those things. He goes, he would have rather me have, you know, if I wanted diamonds around my band, he got me something with the smaller diamonds around the band, but he did not like the pave look. I think he thought they wouldn't be worth anything.
Well, see, I think the pave look is so popular. It's really fly. It's sexy. So what you do, you don't buy that in gold and diamonds. You buy it from somebody like myself, where I can give you that same look in sterling silver using crystals or white sapphires. And there you have it. You have that same look. It's not costume jewelry. It has value, and it looked like that the rest of your life. So that's why when you're educated, you'll know what to invest in and what not.
Wow. Well, goodness, you are full of information. I mean, we could probably have this conversation for another hour. Alicia, you know, there's so many more questions that we have, and I'm sure our listening audience would have too. Please share your contact information and how our audience can get in touch with you if they have more questions or if they want to look at your website and purchase some of your gorgeous jewelry.
Well, okay. My website is my app. It's Alicia Bianca Jewels is my app. You can go and download it. It's going to be launched in May, but you will see that it's there. It's a section that says Ask Alicia or Ask Fashionista, whatever my assistant did, I'm not sure. Or you can just email me at AliciaBiancaInc@gmail.com. You can inbox me on Instagram, Alicia Bianca Jewels.
Wonderful. That's great. So Alicia, thank you so much, you know, for being on the show. I really appreciate it. I know that I have learned a lot. Patricia has learned a lot about this whole industry, this whole business. And again, you know, this is all about having a wealth mastermind, you know, and jewelry is definitely, jewelry makes women feel pretty. So we all should have that. So, definitely we'll be in touch. I know I'll be in touch, right?
Right.
Pretty jewelry investment. I know Patricia will be. And we look forward to having another conversation. We also have a Facebook page, a group page called Your Wealth Mastermind, where anybody has any questions or want to engage with you, they can. So that's going to be really amazing. So thank you so much. And we look forward to talking to you soon.
Yes, Alicia. You have been wonderful.
Thank you. Anybody with any questions, don't hesitate. It doesn't hurt to ask. It's better to than to regret it later.
That's right. Thank you.
Thank you, ladies.
Bye-bye. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.